This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO today created history by successfully completing docking of two satellites under the SpaceX mission. Earlier before docking, the Indian Space Agency had stabilized its two satellites under program. It succeeded in bringing Chaser and Target satellites at 3 meters distance before moving them back to safer distance. In a social media post, the Indian Space Agency today said, post-docking, control of two satellites as a single object is successful. It said undocking and power transfer checks will be made in coming days. With this, India became the fourth country in the world to achieve the feat. ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan congratulated the team. Lauding the achievement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the scientists at ISRO and the entire space fraternity for the successful demonstration of space docking of satellites. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that it is a significant stepping stone for the country's ambitious space missions in the years to come. President Draupadi Murmu accorded a ceremonial welcome to the President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam, at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was also present on the occasion. Addressing the media at the event, Singapore President Tharman Shanmugaratnam highlighted that both countries are exploring new initiatives in sustainability and digital space. He emphasized the possibility of a data corridor for financial institutions between GIFT City in Gujarat and Singapore and another renewable energy corridor between both the countries. He added that both countries are now looking to upgrade these active relations to a comprehensive strategic partnership and exploring new initiatives such as cooperating and advanced manufacturing in semiconductors, new generation and net zero industrial parks. Mr. Shanmugaratnam also visited Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. President Tharman will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. President Murmu will also host a banquet in his honour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also meet with the President of Singapore. India has welcomed the announcement of the agreement for the release of hostages and a ceasefire in Gaza. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said, this agreement will lead to a safe and sustained supply of humanitarian assistance to the people of Gaza. The government's flagship initiative, Startup India, has completed 9 years today. The scheme is intended to catalyze the startup culture and build a strong and inclusive ecosystem for innovation and entrepreneurship in the country. In a social media post on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the government has left no stone unturned to encourage a culture of startups in the country. The ongoing Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj is set to witness a grand cultural extravaganza from today till the 24th of next month. The event, titled Sanskriti Ka Mahakumbh, will showcase the rich tapestry of Indian culture through a series of captivating performances by renowned artists. The main stage, Ganga Pandal, will host performances by renowned artists from across the country, including a special presentation by Shankar Mahadevan on the opening day today. Justice K. Vinod Chandran took oath as a judge of the Supreme Court today. Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna administered the oath of office to Justice Chandran. The centre on Monday cleared the appointment of Justice Chandran, the Patna High Court Chief Justice, to the Apex Court on the recommendation made by the Supreme Court Collegium. Actor Saif Ali Khan was rushed to the hospital early morning today after reportedly being attacked at his home in Mumbai. As per the statement by the hospital, the actor was admitted with 6 injuries, one of which is very close to his spine. The extent of the damage is not yet known. Light rainfall lashed parts of Delhi and the National Capital Region early morning today, causing a significant drop in temperatures and improving visibility across the region. The IMD has forecast that parts of the city will continue to experience rainy conditions till this afternoon. In Indian Super League football, Punjab FC will face Mumbai City FC at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.